This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. The U.S. government is exploring options on how it would be able to continue to provide consular support and facilitate departures for those who wish to leave Afghanistan after the end of this month. Steve Herman has more from the White House.
At the Defense Department, State Department, and here at the White House, officials are continuing to focus on the accomplishments and rebut criticism that the United States could end up stranding thousands of people who are on Washington's priority list for evacuation from Afghanistan after an August 31st deadline. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki among those, pointing to 82,000 evacuees from Kabul Airport since the middle of this month.
We're on track to have the largest U.S. airlift in history, and I think that speaks for itself.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says those still in Afghanistan after August 31st and desiring to depart will not be forgotten. Steve Herman, VOA News at the White House.
The House of Representatives Committee investigating the January insurrection at the U.S. Capitol is demanding a trove of records from federal intelligence and law enforcement agencies. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The records are from federal intelligence and law enforcement agencies. It includes information about planning and funding for rallies held in Washington leading up to the riot.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol.
Among them is an event at the Ellipse, January 6th, near the White House. Then President Donald Trump spoke.
We will never give up. We will never concede.
Committee members are also considering asking for phone records of several people, including members of Congress, to try to determine who knew what about the unfolding riot and when they knew it. The committee also wants information about pushing the then president's claim of election fraud. Ed Donahue, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our